Yeah, I think it's gotten better each and every week. I think, you know, putting numbers aside, putting everything aside, I think my comfort level as far as within this offense, game reps, the speed, I think it's all gotten better, you know, week by week. And I think, you know, that's really what the preseason's for, especially for us rookies, you know, that kind of getting used to this game. It's a different game than college. And you know, I think my progression in that is you know, right on pace with kind of what I expected.
And I would imagine for your sake, the good and the bad, the adversity along with the successes, it's a good mixture to have. I'm not saying you go out there looking for and wanting right. adversity, but it gives you something to learn from.
Oh, no question. And I think this time of the year, you know, I think it's a lot like spring training in baseball. You know, you kind of want to make mistakes so you don't, you know, don't make them again throughout the year. I think, you know, if you're going to make mistakes, not that you want to make any at all, but I think this is the time you got to do it, and you learn from them, and you move on, and you really harp on those issues. Because, you know, I think it's like Roger Clemens told me. He's like, if you can throw a fastball for a strike, why would you practice throwing fastballs for a strike? Throw your curveball and throw the pitches that you struggle with. It's like an infielder taking ground balls. If you suck at taking ground balls, you need to take ground balls. You know, so it's they kind of go hand in hand. And you know, I think that's the one thing that we need to, you know, that I have some things I need to work on, and now's the time to do them so I can fix them when it counts, when this regular season comes.
Talk about that. What would be the areas that you're honing in on the most?
You know, I think, you know, you look at the games, I think, you know, I think obviously keeping the ball off the ground. I think, you know, even though the last one was definitely on me, the second one, you know, the other night was a tough one, just a little mishap that happened between all of us and you know, the one in Detroit. So there's three there that, you know, I'm not really used to. I never really have had a problem with fumbling the football. So, you know, not that I'm not worried about it. I'm not stressing out about it. You know, I think you look across the league, you know, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, all these guys have done it throughout this time of the year. It's just, you know, it's just part of playing this position. It's tough when those big guys are coming. But I'm focused on that, and I think just continue to focus on my progressions, my reads, and where to throw the football. And I think if you look back at my first three games, I've gone right where I need to go for the most part throwing the football. Yeah, I've missed a couple, but I think for the most part my percentage of throwing the right guy has been really, really good.
You get hit with a lot of material. Every player does. I mean, veteran or rookie, but especially for you, where you haven't seen any of this before you got here. And I, you know, you keep hearing that it's a heavy installation. You get more plays. You get more plays all the time. Where are you, first of all, in the installation process, just percentage-wise of what you have? And two, how much of that load do you feel comfortable knowing? You know, confident that you know.
Well, I think we've installed pretty much everything. So I think, and Coach Whipple tells me that at least once a week, he's like, hey, Brandon, listen, we're throwing the kitchen sink at you. We've thrown everything we possibly can do at you. Obviously, we can do different things and give it different looks, but as far as every play, we've thrown at you and threw it on you quick. So, you know, I think there's more bulk there. I think there's just more ways to run certain things. You got so many formations. You got so many things you got to worry about as a quarterback. So, overall, I think, like I said, I've seen it all. They've given me every play we have in our playbook. Now it's time we can start game planning, and we know exactly what we're going to run in certain situations. We know exactly, you know, how we want to do certain things in the run game, the pass game. It makes it easier to play. I mean, Joe Thomas talked about it the other day. We were talking about it. Man, it's tough playing left tackle even, you know, when you're not really game planning for another team. And so I think, you know, once we do that, we're on the same page, and we work on it throughout the week, whereas these games – you know, we're not really practicing that. We're calling plays, we're running plays, getting a feel for what we like, and we're not really game planning for a team. But that all changes this week, and we're excited about it.
Browns quarterback Brandon Wheaton joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Brandon, the chemistry that you're developing with your receivers, obviously very important thing. It looks like you've made some big strides there, in particular Josh Gordon, because he had to come he's coming from behind, right? Missing more than a year of football and not being here as part of offseason workouts because he's the supplemental draft pick. And yet it looks like every day he's, first of all, physically looks in better shape. I think he's dropped about 10 pounds. And the two of you seem to be getting more in sync each day in practice, and we're seeing it in games as well.
Yeah, no question. I mean, I said earlier he's come a long ways. And, you know, in the first few weeks, I mean, I understand how he feels. His head was spinning. You know, he didn't really know what he was doing, so he was just kind of playing tentatively. But, you know, I think he's made a huge improvement. I mean, more than like I said, he's lost a little weight. He's in great shape. He's running routes full speed now. He's not having to think as much. Yeah, he's making mistakes, but he's to the point now, if he makes a mistake, he almost knows it coming back to the huddle. You know, you don't have to harp on it. But me and him have a good little working relationship. We've talked a lot. I've talked to him. I've sat down with him one-on-one and just kind of talk to him about what I expect and what I'm seeing. And if I have any ideas, I mean, I'm not a wide receivers coach, so I'm not telling him how to run routes, but I can kind of tell him what I'm thinking and try to get on the same page, because he's a special talent. You know, big guy, got a lot of ability. Like you said, he hadn't played football in a year and he missed OTA, so he's really come a long ways, and I'm really excited about having him on my side.
How fun is it to have a guy like Travis Benjamin who on any play can beat the guy trying to cover him and gives you that deep threat?
That's huge. And I think having a guy like him that can fly, I mean, he can flat out let it. I mean, it takes everything I have to not underthrow him, so he can really run. So that's nice to have. I think one thing about this offense, it doesn't really everybody thinks about it is 5-yard, 10-yard passes here and there. If we can have that element where we can stretch the field like that, it really changes what they do defensively. So he's a great player, and his ability to stretch the field is unlike anything I've ever seen. I've never had a guy that is that fast that can go get the football.
And there's instant chemistry there with him as well.
No question. It started day one. For some reason, me and Travis have always had really good chemistry, really good feel for what we're doing. We're on the same page. I think like I said, I really enjoy throwing the ball to him. One, because I know he's not the biggest guy. He battles. He battles for the football, and he's one of those guys. Like I said, you want in your foxhole. I mean, he's a tough kid, and he loves to go get the football and loves what he does. So, like I said, fortunately, knock on wood, we had great chemistry off the bat, doesn't happen all the time. But for us, it was kind of an instant deal.
And how about with the other guys? You made that really sweet throw to Muhammad Masakwa against the Eagles. You got Greg Little out here. And Josh Cribbs, the people that are the rest of this core, and what your comfort level of chemistry is with the rest of them.
Yeah, I think me and Greg are getting there. I think we've been talking a lot about certain things. We had a couple the other night where we weren't on the same page, so we're trying to fix those. But me and Mo are a lot like Travis. Have always, for some reason, been on the same page. I mean, he reminds me a lot of Blackman. He runs a lot like Blackman. He runs a lot of routes similar to Blackman. Just a great, great player. I mean, there's routes pre-snap. If I get the right look, I pretty much know where I'm going with football. I mean, he's really good at a lot of routes, but certain routes where he's a lock. It's basically him to my other progression, my back. So he's one guy that I feel really, really comfortable with. Cribbs is just a heck of a football player. I mean, he's a guy, again, you want playing with on Sundays, because he's going to make plays. I mean, he knows what he's doing. He's been doing it long enough. He just knows how to play football. And, his ability to use his body, shield off defenders, and catch the football, I've never seen anything like it. I mean, he's really good at just being a smart, consistent football player.
And as we approach this final preseason game, I know the mental aspect of it, or the approach to it philosophically, is get through it, get healthy, minimize really exposure of everybody, particularly among the starters. How are you looking at it?
Just another opportunity to get ready to prepare for a game. I think that's this game's a little bit different even than the first three. Obviously, you don't want to get injured, and you want all those other things, but I think just the preparation that goes into the game week as far as today, tomorrow, and then just getting ready on game day, how to go about it mentally, getting ready, get whatever you need as far as throws or whatever it may be you need personally. Everybody's different. So I think just getting in a routine is for me the most – my main focus is getting mentally prepared and physically prepared to play.
Thanks so much.
All right, you got it.